Silverfrith began studying at Sara in 2007, and she completed a yoga development course in 2011. She's certified as a Yogacara yoga teacher in Hatha yoga, Kundalini, and Dream yoga. And previously, she had developed a rich foundation in yoga through certifying as a propeller yoga instructor, which she taught for more than 25 years. As I said, she has given presentations and services for us before. She'll do our reading and our presentation this morning. So I know you're glad to have her among us. Thank you, Silver.
So the reading will be, again, from Swami Radhananda's book called Living the Practice. And it's a collection of articles that she wrote in a magazine called Ascent magazine that was published by Yashodhara Ashram for a number of years. So she writes, "What does it mean for you to live a spiritual life? What is realistic? If you liberate yourself from your concept of what spiritual is and get real about what being a human being is, your life will take on a different meaning. When you go beyond the formality of the practices to the essence, all traditions say the same thing. Life is a gift for learning. It's about living with yourself and knowing yourself so you can be of benefit to others. The purpose of spiritual life is to bring quality into life through the light of awareness." So today I'd like to offer some thoughts about the ethical guidelines that form the foundation of yoga practice and how they relate to the theme of simplicity. And to start, we'll do a short centering meditation. So I'll ask you to close your eyes again. And if that makes you really uncomfortable, then don't. But close your eyes and just straighten the spine a little bit. Feel the spine straight. Bring your attention to the breath. And as the belly expands to receive the breath, allow yourself to relax all around the spine, around that support of the spine. And being aware of your breath, watching it as it comes in, as it goes out. Begin to make the inhale and the exhale the same length. You can use an internal count of 3 or 4 if that helps you. And then ask yourself, what is the purpose of my life? What is the purpose of my life? And observe what arises inside in response to that question. And then take a deep breath in and sigh out the exhale gently. And let your eyes open. So whether we're aware of it or not, we're all on an evolutionary journey towards the development of higher consciousness. And we each must make this journey at some point. But human beings learn by trial and error, so making progress and evolving our consciousness is slow. As spiritual babies, we tend to spend a lot of time defending and protecting our own interests. Doesn't mean we're bad, but it's just that we don't know that our peace and our happiness and our balance lie in moving beyond living in a self-centered way. So our birthright as human beings is to be endowed with energy. So we have this wonderful energy that informs our lives. And this energy is neutral. So it's up to us what we do with it entirely. As we become more aware, we realize how this precious energy is being used up in ways that don't further our growth. When we start to realize that, we have a choice. We can continue to live within the limitations of our less evolved consciousness, or we can choose to align ourselves with our own evolution. When we make that choice of aligning ourselves with our own evolutionary process that's going on anyway, when we bring ourselves into alignment with it, we begin to move towards living into our full potential as human beings. So growing in awareness is key. We have to become aware of what it is within us that creates the limitations. And limitations are limiting precisely because we don't see them. We're blind to them. So we're trying to develop awareness to see those limitations, to see how we're caught, how we're bound. And like other spiritual traditions, yoga offers lots of practices to help us become more aware. And the ethical practices of yoga form the foundation for that work. So this foundation is of two parts. There's five disciplines of restraint and five disciplines of observance. So the restraints, they're called yamas in Sanskrit, are nonviolence, truthfulness, non-stealing, moderation, and non-covetousness. So if you think about those, they deal with the individual's relationship with the world around, so the external relationships with others and with the world in general. And practicing them benefits the community as a whole, for sure. It's going to. But even more important is how practicing them benefits the individual. So you can think of them as skillful ways to relate to the world that doesn't add to the suffering in the world, and it doesn't add to your own suffering either if you practice them. So here are a few thoughts about these restraints, and I'll let each one of them just land for a moment or two. When we are nonviolent, then others can let go of their own hostility. When we are nonviolent, others can let go of their own hostility. When we are truthful, it removes the pressure to deceive that others around us might be feeling. Non-stealing means that we realize that what is truly precious is all around us, and we can relax into the world just like it is. Living moderately brings us vitality. We're not overburdening ourselves with excess. And when we don't need things to make us happy, we're free to seek the true source of happiness, which is wisdom. So how do we work with these on our own? How do we find out our truths about them as they apply to our lives? So as an example of how we might work with the restraints, let's look at truthfulness, for example. And we're going to do a short practice, and then you'll have a few moments to reflect after the practice. So remember, the practices are to raise our awareness. So once again, close your eyes if you're comfortable with that, and straighten the spine just a little. Bring your awareness to the breath and begin to relax the body even as you feel the straight spine supporting you. Allow the breath to flow freely. And using your imagination, see yourself sitting in a shower of brilliant light. See it showering down all around you. And some of the light is entering the top of your head and gradually filling you to overflowing with brilliant light. Hold that image of yourself filling up to overflowing with light. And then ask yourself the question, what would it mean for me to be truthful in my life right now? What would it mean for me to be truthful in my life right now? Watching what arises inside in response to the question. And then take a deep breath in, again, sigh out the exhale, enjoy that sigh. And you can open your eyes when you're ready. So again, I mentioned that the foundations for the yoga, the ethical practices, are the five restraints, and then there's five observances as well. So the observances are called niyamas in Sanskrit. And they're purity, contentment, intensity, self-study, and surrender to the highest. So these deal with the individual's relationship with themselves, so their internal. And they, as we practice them, learn that each one of them links us in to that process of realizing our potential. Makes a strong link into that process. So it kind of has an acceleration to it. So again, I'll give you a little comment on each one of them and let it land for a moment or two. So purification partly refers to the body, diet, cleanliness, but it also refers to mental purity, where we deliberately replace the negativity in our mind with positive. Thinking of contentment. When we let go of thinking that our happiness depends on changing our circumstances, then contentment brings us joy. And we live in the present moment. Intensity means commitment. Commitment to this process of evolving into our potential and not being distracted from that path. Resisting distractions helps us to gain energy. self-study refers to how we apply the teachings that we receive to our lives, how we take action in applying them. So it's not enough to hear the teachings, to read about them. That kind of study is important. We have to take action. We have to apply it. And surrender is to let nature unfold exactly as it will, without attachment or aversion, cultivating non-reaction. Surrender. So again, to explore finding our way into one of the observances, just give you an example of how you might work with them. Let's take contentment as an example. And this time the practice that we'll do is to chant. We've been doing lots of chanting this morning. So we'll chant the most simple mantra of all, which is Om. Om. And we'll chant it. We'll start out, we'll chant it Om together. We'll chant it three times and just go at your own pace. So again, to begin, if you're comfortable closing your eyes, you can do that. And then lengthen the spine. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax the body. Especially relax the face, the shoulders, the belly. And feel the spine supporting you. And then take a breath in, and we'll chant Om together. And then two more times. Inhaling. Contentment into my life right now. Are there ways that I could bring contentment into my life right now? And again, just watching to see what arises from inside in response to the question. Take a long, slow, deep breath. Enjoy sighing out the exhale. And you can let your eyes open. Practicing the ethical foundations of yoga helps us learn how to manage our energy. And what happens is that our relationships with ourselves, our relationship with ourselves and with the world, begin to simplify. The different aspects of ourselves become unified in that quest for freedom from limitations. And that's the goal of yoga, freeing ourselves from our limitations, becoming aware of them. Choosing to free ourselves from them. So working with the yamas and the niyamas, the restraints and the observances, it's lifelong. It's a good lifelong practice. And it unfolds its depths as we unfold in awareness. it gives us a framework to examine in detail just where it is that our precious energy is being wasted, and to redirect it towards our spiritual growth. The energy is neutral, and it's up to us how we use it. I honor the light in you.